Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's gonna last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
Welcome back, and let's take a look at what's going on out there. Looks like Mono County First 5 is hiring. That's right, First 5 Mono is seeking to fill two part-time positions. Positions are in-house for 1 week and will open to the public Monday, February 20th. Go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app to get the link. Coffee, books, and community. Books, coffee, and community? Who could ask for anything more? Books, coffee, and community? Who could ask for anything more? Well, all of us, really. But it's a good start. Hop on the book club bandwagon and join Queer Readers as we meet monthly for book discussions, or pop over to Coffee Church any Sunday morning for some fab brew and pastries. Always be on the lookout for our community meetups. It says they'll be back in Bishop on March 6th. The book they're reading right now is Spear by Nicola Griffith. And the Bishop meetup will be Monday, March 6th from 6 to 9 at the Mountain Rambler. Let's take a look at the Mammoth Mountain Snow Report. As of February 16th, snow conditions were machine-groomed, daily temp was 23, with a base depth of 154 to 236 inches, winds were moderate. Seasonal snowfall was 403 to 538 inches, 7 parks were open with 25 lifts and 175 trails. And effective as of February 10th, Al Davis is no longer employed as the chief of police for the town of Mammoth Lakes. Town manager Daniel C. Haller confirmed that Davis served the town for over 8 years after being hired on December 29, 2014. The town appreciates his years of service and wishes him well in all his future endeavors. Sergeant Daniel Kasabian will continue as acting chief of police for the Mammoth Lakes Police Department, working with his team of experienced sergeants and officers to continue providing quality police service for the community. And as of February 14th, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power announced that recent measurements taken at Mono Lake indicate the lake level elevation is at 6,379 feet above sea level, which is approximately 2 feet higher than it was in 2017. The low then was 6,377 feet when no emergency regulatory action was called for. LADWP has recently forecasted that the recent snowfall in and around the Mono Basin will cause the lake level to rise approximately 2 more feet before the end of the year, ensuring the continued health of the Mono Basin ecosystem. Taking a look at Bishop weather, today is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 52 and a low of 22. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 56, a low of 27, and Sunday is going to be sunny with a high of 59 and a low of 30. Taking a look at Mammoth, today is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 29, a low of 7. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 38, a low of 11. And Sunday is going to be sunny with a high of 37 and a low of 12.
And that looks like it's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me, and as always, I'll talk to you later.